The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. This verse of the scriptures is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, as we hear at the end of the gospel, as he says to us, today this scripture passage is fulfilled. But what is fulfilled is the fact that he brings the glad tidings to the poor, those who are in most need, those who are yearning for the coming of Christ in a day that will bring about restoration. Because as it goes on to say, he has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free. We see this in the miracles of Jesus. When Jesus heals the blind man Bartimaeus, or those who are captive in shackles and chains, possessed by demons, he releases them and frees them. And so forth, we see throughout the scriptures, throughout the life of Christ. But above all, we see this upon the crucifix, the sign in which Jesus becomes poor in order for us who are without grace becomes able to receive grace. Grace that pours forth from the heart of Jesus. He has set us free. He has restored our sight. He has brought us liberty to live as precious daughters and beloved sons of the Father. And my brothers and sisters, he also, though, brings us into his own body. He incorporates us to himself. For as we hear in that second reading, but I can grab it here real quick. St. Paul instructs us that now the body is not a single part, but many. And if the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body. How ridiculous we would say that is. Because the foot, it's just as much as part of the body as the hand is. The fingers are just as much as a part of the body as the toes. The eyes and the ears are just as much a part of the body as the heart and the lungs. Everything has a purpose. And that is why he goes on to say that the eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. Nor again the head to the feet, I do not need you. Because every part has a role, every part has a purpose. And we, who have now been incorporated into this body of Christ, it is we too who can say that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because as members of that body of Jesus, by our baptism, through our confirmations, we have received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We have become one with Christ and are joined to him. And yet, the thing is we need to be able to go forth and bring glad tidings to the poor. That is our role as well. And I can't think of a better example of this than those who went on Friday to Washington, D.C. to participate in the March for Life. Because it is just as much to say that the eye cannot say to the unborn, I do not need you. How ludicrous that would be for us to say to another person, you are not needed. You are unwanted. Because every person has a value. Every person has a right to life. Every person should have the opportunity to see the sunrise, to see it set. Every person should have the opportunity to see the leaves change upon a tree. Or maybe even to go to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments, to see the museums. Every person has a right to life. And we know that very well here as we gather here at Mass, as being Catholic Christians. We know that we are part of this body and we are to stand up for life, especially the most vulnerable, the unborn, but also those of human trafficking or the elderly who are in danger of euthanasia. We, as Catholic Christians, come forth and we boldly say, no, you are important. You are needed as a part of the body of Christ. For all of us function in a way in this body, some as prophets, as St. Paul will say, others as teachers, others through mighty deeds and healings, administration and assistance. You see, because every part of the body has a function. The brain with the intellect, the mouth to teach and to speak. Also, though, the hands and the feet to work, to be a part of the world and to sanctify the world through our jobs, whether it be as teachers or construction workers or whatever our job may be. We are called to transform it because we are the body of Christ, and we are called to stand up for those who are most vulnerable, those who are most in need, and especially the unborn. As we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, may we, who are part of the body of Christ, we who have the Spirit of the Lord upon us, He has anointed us, may we go and bring glad tidings to those who are most in need. May we stand up for the value of every life, from the moment of conception to natural death. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.